There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shotgun snap, back to pass, seven steps. Jackson winds up, one pass down the middle. He's got Bateman over the shoulder, catch at the goal line. Touchdown, Baltimore. 49-yard strike, and it was a beauty.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Second down, Herbert looking for a downfield shot. Loops it down there, and wide open. Then the ball is not loose. The catch is made, and then the ball is knocked out of his hand. Jalen Reagor, the question is, did it go out of bounds or go through the end zone? So having a conversation, it's going to be Arizona ball.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
You guys ranked number one in the AP and the coaches' polls. What does it mean for you as a leader of this program to bring it back to number one for the first time since 2012? Who cares?
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
What is happening?
Doing all right on this Tuesday morning. Cutting up audio right before the show, getting ready.
We got some more Feinbaum collars that were ready yesterday. The South is imploding week by week, slowly but surely.
I would not say collars. I would say one the same guy. Collar. We got legend, yeah.
Well, to be fair, I didn't listen to the entire Feinbaum show. I just saw the clips on Twitter. I didn't have time for that yesterday afternoon, but I kind of wish that I would have after seeing that one because I'm sure some other fans melted down as well.
I don't know if I would have found anybody sadder than I was yesterday with our local bombshell.
Yeah, it was a tough day.
And then I heard that phone call, and I thought, I think that person's actually going through it worse than I am.
What's tougher, losing a local institution or your once dominant football program no longer being the dominant football program in the world?
You know, if you were to really push me on this, I would probably lean, if I haven't gone to the local institution in over a calendar year.
Yeah, been a long time.
It's probably the football part.
I was trying to rack my brain yesterday. When was the last time I went?
The last time I sat and I ate at a Sherry's. And for those who haven't heard yet, maybe you're not on the internet very much. Good for you.
R.I.P.
Our local Northwest institution, Sherry's, the famous pie gambling restaurant.
What a great, just a great combination of smoking section, gambling, and delicious pies.
They have closed.
It's no more.
I drove past one off, I think it was 99, or right before 99. It was off of, well, what is that highway? I forget what it is. Maybe it is 99.
It's too early in the morning.
Yeah, anyways, it's over in Milwaukee, but I drove past it, and indeed, it is closed. They're all closed.
The Milwaukee Marketplace one, I think.
Marketplace
is that
one, yeah.
That was my local Sherry's. That's the one
that
I used.
Was your local
that
one?
That was the one I would always go to. The last time I went to a Sherry's was...
I can't answer it. I don't know.
It's been that long?
I mean, last time I ate there was pretty awful.
It's not good, man.
I was like, how did I like this?
It went downhill. The last time I went, I remember randomly, it was one of the first times the wife, then, friend that we were chatting, she stayed the night and she wanted to go get breakfast the next morning.
The wife's friends?
No,
chatting?
The wife when she was a friend, like when we first started talking, when we were first having conversations.
You guys started as friends?
I mean, not friends, but you know what I'm trying to say here. It was dating? Early. We weren't dating yet. It was one of the first couple of weeks, and she wanted to go get breakfast, and we went to Sherry's. That's where we went.
What'd you do the night before?
We sealed the deal at Sherry's is what we did. That was it. She was set. I'm going to marry this guy. He took me to Sherry's for breakfast. This is delightful.
What a classy individual.
I get a $3 cup of coffee. Here, you want some scrambled eggs and some lukewarm bacon? Let's go. We're good to go.
Did you have a slice of pie for dessert after breakfast?
No, he had it the night before.
Yeah, night before. A slice of pie the night before. Bacon in the morning.
Would you say you're the Sherry's of lovemaking?
I think I am, yeah. Average, and it probably went out of business 5 years ago, man. I don't got it anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, that happens to all of
every
us.
Every once in a while, you play the slots and you get lucky, but for the most part, you're just losing money.
I was, when I saw this from the Willamette Weekly, I was weirdly shocked, not shocked, and then also I was kind of left sad for about an hour.
I mean, when you have a local institution that goes out of business, it's a tough one.
Well, especially, I think they closed 40 of them.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
They've been open since 78.
Yeah.
So Swag was 34 when they opened.
I
wasn't alive yet.
Well, no, I wasn't aware of them because there's not one in Lake Oswego.
Well, they started in Beaverton.
Yes.
And you mentioned, like, the smell. I will just forever have in my mind... The feeling of Sherry's is always cigarettes, hash browns,
yes,
a gambling curtain,
right,
and a ton of pie options
behind that door.
I think before the slot machines, it was actually pull tabs back there.
I think it was
pull
tabs, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, the Oregon Lottery is the one that actually announced this. The Sherry's, their website's still up. You can go check their menu out. They haven't done anything. The Oregon Lottery is the one that announced that they'd closed
because they pulled all their money from their accounts from their gambling portals or whatever you call them, and they were like, they logged in and were like, hey, wait a minute, all the money's gone. That probably means you guys are going out of business. And they went in immediately and took all their machines out of the building and then realized, yeah, I think Sherry's is closing down.
Now, I will say, going into Hood to Coast in August, I did not eat sweets for a long time, and one of my driving motivations was I was going to eat a key lime pie after Hood to Coast. So I went to the Sherry's in Clackamas near Happy Valley, and I went to that one day. I was going to go in and just go buy a key lime pie.
Just get my pie and go home.
And I walked in there, and I kind of had a feeling that this was looming, because when I walked in, there wasn't a single person in that restaurant.
Not good.
And there was one pie, and I said, do you guys have key lime pie? And he goes,
all we have is this one.
And I remember walking out, and I went, I think Sherry's is going to close soon.
That's
I had no
good.
Indication, but I just, the vibe was, this is ending very, very soon.
You put up a tweet yesterday that got a lot of people to react. What was your favorite Sherry's memory, and what was your Sherry's and all that? And the number of people that responded with a somewhat similar comment of, like, I was in there recently, and they had two pies in the display case.
Yeah.
There was a notice on the counter that said, we're out of eggs, which,
it's a breakfast restaurant.
For a breakfast place. Not ideal. Not ideal, if we're going to be honest there. And it was really sad to read that's how downhill that it went. I didn't realize, too, that they had already closed a bunch of the locations.
Yeah.
Prior to now, they were already down to like 17 or 16 left. And this was like the final chop of, we're no longer in business anymore.
Now, the sign is too big, but I kind of want the sign. That's an iconic sign logo.
Well, there's
for me
one
in my
right
life.
Across the street on 185th from where I'm at now.
Go grab it, Swag. Go get the shovel out.
Massive.
Come on. I'll bring my truck out. We'll throw it in the back.
The problem
Let's
is
bring it into the studio, man. Pay an homage next to a G.I. Joe's.
Most most traveled intersections in all of Washington County.
Nobody will care, man. Nobody will care. Maybe they need the money. Let's call them up and offer them like 50
Cornelius
bucks for it.
Pass and Cornell on 185th.
Well, a lot of people going through there.
I think most of the reactions, it was funny because everybody, I think, has the same Sherry's experience. It's high school and or college.
Yes.
It was a go-to. Two in the morning. I can't tell you how many times I went to the Sherry's off 9th and Corvallis. I swear to God, I went there more times than I can keep count.
Late night, I feel like
late some
pancakes.
Late night studies, parties, whatever it was. 1 to 2 a.m., you know who was there for you?
Sherry's. Always there for you.
Always pie, loaded fries. You want an omelet? You want a stack of pancakes?
Why not?
You got it. The Sherry's off 122nd by what is the Winco and Taco Bell. I went there more times than I care to count with friends, post-dances, football games.
Yes.
I kind of lived at Sherry's. Yeah. There was like a real stretch there where if I was going out to eat, I went to Sherry's. One, it was incredibly affordable for me.
Yes, it was.
And two, I love breakfast food. And I love the smell of cigarettes because I'll always remember my grandma by it. So I kind of got like a mix of my favorite thing to eat with somebody I really love that was no longer with me. It was like, ah, grandma.
Smells like memories.
Cigarettes and hash browns. Yes. This is my childhood right here.
It is a hilarious look back in the way we used to operate as a society with a smoking and non-smoking section.
Ridiculous.
Nothing dividing it.
It was like 15 feet between one section and the other, and we were just like, yeah, I want nothing to do with that.
No, I'm healthy lungs. I'm going to go sit over here. Like, that's just not getting fanned around the entire building, and we're not all breathing it in, let alone taking your kids into a Sherry's next to the smoking section. But don't worry, we're gonna be safe. We're gonna go sit on this side.
My stepdad, he would take us once in a while. So when he divorced with my mom, we'd go to his house every other weekend. And I wasn't legally mandated to go to his house, but my little brother went, so I didn't want to leave him alone.
Yeah.
So I'd go, and largely we would go to either Denny's or Sherry's. And he was a chain smoker. And he didn't go to the non-smoking section.
He'd go in the smoking section.
I wish I could explain what this was like to my kids.
Just breathing this thing in, man.
Just like, nope. He's just sitting there with a dart in his fingers. You want the meat lover's skillet?
Yeah, it sounds great. Let's do it.
And I would just be sitting there, and I'd just be like, you know, waving the smoke out of my face, coloring, and I'm like, can I get a hot chocolate whipped cream?
It is.
That was life, man. That was normal.
Some pigs in a blanket.
On a Tuesday. Let's go, man. That sounds awesome.
He just always had it in his two ways, fingers. You want that meatloaf?
Well, I remember Papa Swag smoked when I was younger. We finally, somewhere around the time I was 10, we finally convinced him to quit.
To stop smoking, yeah.
But yeah, he smoked Silvathins.
Oh, God.
It is hilarious to think of, like, as a parent now, of all the things that you're worried about putting in your kid's body and how, like, conscientious you are of, like, it has to be organic.
It's organic.
We got, like,
it's organic.
Every little detail of the, what, because does it have this in it? Can he have this? I don't know if he can have. And then you think back to memories like that of, like, drinking out of a hose outside and then sitting in the smoking, non-smoking section at a restaurant.
There was a little store in my old neighborhood. I used to go to it a lot. And, I mean, like, tiny store. It might be 300 square feet. And we became so familiar with the person working that my stepdad used to go park, hand me the money because the guy knew you
by face,
and goes, you know what to get. And I'd go in the counter and I'd say, can I get a pack of Marble Reds? And my stepdad would eventually come in, but he'd be like smoking a dart, so he'd be waiting to finish smoking it, but the guy would put the pack on the counter and...
You gotta finish that cigarette, man. I'm not putting that thing out. Those are expensive.
Man.
I'm not tossing that thing out. That's got 20% of the cigarette left. Are you
kidding
me?
Absolutely insane.
We also have a connection with Sherry's on the show that will always make me laugh, because we played golf with a guy from Sherry's many moons ago. Yeah. I think this was the second ever Fan Golf Classic that we did.
It might have been the first. Yeah, because they were doing business with us
at the time.
Yeah.
And we somehow got paired up with a guy from Sherry's. And I remember that just being kind of random of like, all right, we got nothing to do with Sherry's, but let's go play golf with this guy. And we had started doing a radio show. We were doing a night show at the time. And when you get your first radio show, you feel like you're the king of the world. Like, everybody knows about my show. Everybody listens to my show. You feel like you're a big deal. And I'll never forget golfing with this guy, and like two holes in, he basically asked us, what do you guys do with the Fan? And we're like, we host a show. Oh, you do? That's cool. I remember how incredibly humbling that was. And then followed up like two holes later with you telling him, the last time I got a pie, there was a piece of glass in my pie. And his reaction of not knowing what to say and the unfiltered spraying in that moment of like, whoa, this is a client. I don't think you're supposed to tell him that. But also probably good that you told him that, because if there's pieces of glass in your pie, that's not good long term for business.
I'm not kidding. I went to, my buddy had moved to the West Side and we went to his house. So he was in Beaverton and there was a Sherry's over there. And so we went again. Whenever we went to go eat, it was affordable and you got a ton of food. So we went to Sherry's a lot. And we went to the Sherry's in Beaverton and we collectively pooled our money and we got a s'mores pie. Sounds good, right? We opened the pie. We sat at a booth.
Let's eat this
and
pie.
And we just kind of start. Yeah, we cut. It had pieces. We cut into it and we started eating. And I'm not kidding. I took a bite of the pie.
Big old shard of glass.
And I'm talking like the bottom of a Coke bottle was in the pie. And I remember going, like, I had a piece in my mouth, and I'm like, what? And I took it out, and we looked in the pie, and we did nothing. Now, we took it back to his house. His mom saw it and was like, well, that's unfortunate. I don't know why we didn't sue the living hell out of him. We would have won.
You would have won.
We had the layup to $100,000. Yes.
What were you thinking, man?
I was 12.
Sherry's would have gone out of business 15 years ago.
I could have buried
him. The Sprags would have put him out of business circa 2009, man. They're gone. See you later.
Well, I'm glad you're laughing.
Oh, I mean, you know.
Could have been a lot worse.
I heard yesterday was rough for you.
I was just, whoa. What do you mean? Where are you going with this?
You were spicy.
I don't know if you saw what happened over the weekend.
We did. We watched it on my guy's outdoor big circular bar next to the pool in his hacienda on the 14th hole of La Quinta Country Club.
Have you ever been deep choated and then just rebel robbed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that happened.
That did.
So, I know.
I was a little spicy.
Spicy.
You know, I didn't even get the spiciest takes on the show yesterday. He did.
How was I more spicy than that?
He tried to call out the rest of Major League Baseball for not spending like the Yankees and the Dodgers.
Yeah, they should spend more money. If you want to compete at the highest level, spend more money. You're all billionaires.
Spicy take. Well, it's not like they just have the money in their
pocket. Well, the Padres tried.
The Padres did try. They did try.
We'll give them some partial credit for effort.
Spend money, man. You got money sitting in your pockets. It's all about running a business.
You had another spicy take, and I'm trying to remember what it was.
My anti-Indiana take? Screw Indiana.
Oh, yeah. He randomly hates Indiana football.
Oh, he's
football.
Not down with Cignetti,
I mean, I
huh?
hate the entire conference. Screw the Big Ten. I hate the whole conference. I want them all to lose.
It's your conference.
I have no conference pride. Okay. I hate everybody in that conference. They pretend that their conference is tough, okay. And I hope we win year one.
Yeah, he hates Indiana randomly. Beating
Does he
Nebraska
hate Illinois
by 50 means nothing.
Yeah, I hate Illinois, too. Screw okay. Illinois. Those jerseys were horrible last week. Finally, leather helmets. What are you? That's like when we dress like Cal. What are you wearing? That was one of your biggest home games of the year, and you wear those?
You know, that took them like 4 years. To make
to figure out how to do it,
yeah, to make it look like wood helmets,
and they were ugly.
They were ugly,
and you only scored 21 on Michigan. Congratulations!
You know, who cares?
I know why Sprague's happy today.
Why?
It's the opening night of the NBA season.
Well, we will get to that.
Hey, NBA hoops is back tonight.
Oh my!
It's
God.
Either
what?
That
yeah.
or today is the Frozen Frenzy.
That it is.
All 32 NHL teams in action all day today.
Really?
Only time all year.
What's the earliest it starts?
3 o'clock.
Okay.
And then the late game on ESPN is an 8 p.m. face-off.
An 8 p.m. game?
Kings
is that Vegas?
LA Kings and Vegas Golden Knights.
Oh.
And so every 15
NHL
minutes.
NHL after dark.
Every 15 minutes, another game drops the puck.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'll pay a little bit of attention.
So ESPN's got three separate games, and then I think either on Plus or one of the other channels, they're doing like Red Zone.
How do I know Swag is here, Dirt? He just told me hockey stuff.
Hockey stuff.
Nobody else at this station would tell me hockey stuff.
Happy hockey season. Happy basketball season. R.I.P. Sherry's.
It's all, R.I.P. Sherry's. It's all in our list.
Somebody's texting in saying the one in Vancouver is still open.
I see. I had read that all the Washington ones were closed.
Yeah, we got to go do a field trip now. Somebody's got to drive up. If you're out there listening and you're
call
perusing
in. Go
around,
to the Sherry's.
Knock on the door.
Open or go into Sherry's.
See if they'll let you in.
Call in.
Bring us a pie.
Order a pie shake.
Yeah.
Order a pie shake. Order a pie shake. Call in. And we'll do a live hit with you.
Sans the glass. No glass in that pie shake.
A side of bacon and some black coffee.
Dude, their sour cream lemon pie was really good. I'm going to miss that.
I feel like I always envisioned their coffee cups as they had the white coffee cups and they just were like perma stained. The coffee stains on the inside of the cup.
I think they decorated in 1991, and I don't think they made a change after that.
I think 78, and they haven't upgraded much.
I don't think it ever changed.
Shag carpet. We're not changing this.
And I'll tell you, much like a young lad catching a bit of a nipple on fuzzy HBO, there was something to peeking in that curtain and seeing that video lottery as a little child. It was like, ooh, I think I like this. R.I.P. Sherry's. We got a loaded show. Let's get it going. Dirt and Spray, good to be with you. We start next on The Fan. All right, welcome back in. You know what? We just share your Sherry stories all day if you want at the Vancouver Ford text line at 503-864-6326. They're welcome. The YouTube comment section, Twitter, doesn't matter. It's a sad day here locally, even though none of us have eaten there in 20 years.
It's been a long time, man. Maybe that's why they went out of business. It's been a long time.
I'm like sad I've lost an uncle that I actually didn't like that much that I haven't seen in 15 years. But man, I remember those few years, man.
I haven't seen him since I was 12. R.I.P. though. R.I.P.
So the Ravens can look really scary and good, huh?
Yeah, let's just give them the MVP now. That was an awesome win for them.
Really?
I mean, I think it's over.
We got NFL Factoid Tuesday. We'll see if you feel that way in a minute.
Yeah, maybe there's some numbers you can point to for other guys. He seems to be playing at an even better level than he was last year, and maybe I'm misremembering that a little bit. Not to say that he was bad in any way, shape, or form last year, but
his QBR against blitz has jumped almost 20 points.
Like, dude, 5 touchdowns, 5 incompletions in the game last night. What they did with Derrick Henry was hilarious, too. They basically sat him out in the first half to the point where Joe Buck thought he was hurt.
I did too.
It was like, why isn't he playing? He's just standing on this. Like, what are we doing? Why is he not in the game? And then in the second half, oh, that's right.
Yeah, they can run.
They have Derrick Henry, who had an 81-yard run and damn near broke it for a touchdown. And he's just going to wear. He's the guy that comes in. They have like a closer as a football team. Here comes your ninth-inning guy. Here comes Derrick Henry. Good luck tackling him in the fourth quarter.
In a way, Derrick Henry is their Sherry. He's always there for you when they need him.
Always there. 1 o'clock in the morning, non-smoking, smoking section. He's always open.
I still think, ultimately, nobody's beating Kansas City because they're the Kansas City Chiefs. But they at least look the part, and it's the whole payback. Lamar basically said after the game, I have goals in mind. And I think we know what that is.
I'm rooting like hell for him to accomplish those goals.
The dude would have probably a championship at the minimum if Mahomes was not in his way.
You're our only hope, Lamar. Don't let us down, man.
I don't want to rile you up.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but kind of have two takeaways from the other game that was on the Plus Network.
Ah, the Plus Monday Night game.
One, I guess it just doesn't matter who the coach is. The Chargers are just always going to lose that game. And two, it wasn't his fault, but I just need Herbert one time to lift that garbage-ass franchise out.
Wow, you're going to give me that take, huh?
And make that
win
one
the
play.
Game, Herbert!
Yeah,
win
I,
the
I
game!
I did.
Who was his number one target last night?
Probably McConkey or Palmer.
It was Will Dissly.
It was Will Dissly.
And his balding hair was his number one target.
Statistically, it was Will Dissly.
347
yards.
Top
3 targets are all tied in right
and
now.
And couldn't get any more.
We had a bunch of dirts out there running routes for me. Threw for 347 yards, and we're going to blame the game on him. When he threw what should have been a touchdown pass to Jalen Reagor, who
that
fumbled
hurt.
It out of the end
hurt.
Zone. He had a defensive lineman got a pick who then fumbled it back. We're going to blame the game on Herbert, really?
You
did fire me up this morning.
$250 million, make a play.
Make a play. It's how easy
Five
it is.
Field goals,
do something. Imagine if Patrick Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes' stat line from Sunday. How bad did they lose that game?
Well, Patrick Mahomes would have made the play.
Oh, of course he would have, yes. 2 interceptions and his no touchdowns. He definitely would have won that
and
game.
And your defense has 4 linebackers spying on Kyler Murray, and he still scores a 45-yard
let him run in a touchdown,
Am I feisty?
That was maybe one of the best games he's played in the last, 5 years, to be honest with you.
Well, I would disagree with that. Am I a little feisty and spicy because I had money on that game with the Chargers? Absolutely I am, buddy.
Why would you put money on the Chargers?
Because the Cardinals suck, and they damn near won the game.
They were the favorite.
If they don't fumble out of the end zone at the 1 yard line, they win the game. Yeah.
Well, they also got near the end zone 4 other times
in
the game, and they just kept stalling out.
They could not finish their drives last night.
I thought Harbaugh was going to change all this, and I get it. They're injured. Okay, so is the NFL. I thought he would change this, and I'm just like, are they just cursed?
Well, I guess what I would say is, how do you change it if you literally don't have anybody to throw the ball to?
I mean, he literally did have people to throw the ball to. This is life when you get that contract.
Okay. There. How many NFL teams have a better wide receiver room than the LA Chargers?
25 minimum.
Okay, but prior to the trade, and you give them credit for making
it. Is Josh Allen paid?
Yeah.
Okay, did they just go get Amari Cooper?
Yeah, what are the Chargers waiting for?
That's
who
what
do you
I'm,
have before Amari Cooper?
That's what I'm saying.
Who do you have before Amari Cooper?
He had 2 old, injured wide receivers. How's Keenan Allen doing this year?
Not playing a whole lot.
How's Mike Williams doing this year?
He had a nice catch on Sunday, but not doing a whole lot.
Not a lot.
Yeah.
Big fan of his new quarterback in New York.
What's
Things are going well. My point is they had 2 old wide receivers. They moved on. They need to go get a weapon if they want to win.
Right, and my point was Josh Allen, prior to the Cooper trade, had, Shakir?
Yeah.
Who was hurt?
Well, Keon Coleman's having a decent rookie year, I would argue.
Not really, no.
I would argue he's better than anybody the Chargers have right now. I would take him over Ladd McConkey.
Maybe. I think McConkey might have more catches and yardage.
All right, we'll go look that one up.
Keon Coleman wasn't having a great year prior to that game Sunday.
Yeah, I just like the whole notion of turning it around. Like, they're better this year, I think, than they were last year. They were a top five draft pick team last year.
But they've been losing that game every year, no matter who is there.
They absolutely have, and it's incredibly frustrating. If they're not going to win at the highest level until they get an elite weapon or at least serviceable weapons.
So what are they waiting for then?
I have no clue.
I think they're in
they're in financial hell. I hear about that all the time.
They're in a bit of a cap issue. I don't think it's necessarily financial hell. I think it's cap issue.
The cap in the NFL is a made-up thing. Can we stop talking about the cap like anybody understands it? The Rams have played that game years and years ago. Oh, they're in cap hell. Aaron Donald, $100 million. This guy, $100 million. It's just like, okay. How does this work? What is the cap? Is it real?
I mean, it is real, but there's ways to wiggle around it.
So the Chargers just don't know how to wiggle around it?
I don't know. I'm not their GM, so I don't know what
they've
their
got a great
monies
head
look
coach.
Like.
I know that. They have a quarterback. What are we waiting on
here? Well, they're turning over the roster on defense, too.
I lost a bet. Can you tell?
Yeah.
Yeah, of all the games, Herbert's had some really bad games. He was phenomenal last night.
He was good.
He had key drops. There were passes he put right on guys, and they had key drops at key times.
I know, but that position, fair or not fair.
Here we go. Here we go.
Dude, whether he's a duck or not, fair or not fair.
No, I know. It's still on him.
When they make that money, those drives have to be finished with touchdowns. And it's not all of him, obviously.
Right.
But we do that with other quarterbacks. That's how that league's talked about.
That is.
You get to the red zone, you got to score touch. You can't have five field goals.
Maybe we should stop talking about the league that way.
Okay.
Maybe that's the problem.
Maybe.
If you go 27 of 39 for 349 yards in that game.
Win a game.
How did they run the ball also? Did they have an elite running game last night?
No, they did not.
Surprisingly stopped that thing.
He couldn't run the football at all. So he had no run game.
Mm-hmm.
He had a receiver drop the ball at the 1 yard line. Mm-hmm. He completed 70% of his passes for 350 yards.
Most of those incompletions were either throwaways or drops.
And his number one target was Will Dissly, who used to be the fourth tight end for the Seattle Seahawks. Should we go through the list of guys who caught a pass last night and play the fun game of have you ever heard of them?
Gerald Everett.
Have you ever heard of Eric Tomlinson?
I hadn't heard of him.
No. Like, what about Kimani Vidal?
No.
No.
Not
okay.
Familiar.
Stone Smart. He
I
had a nice
Stone
drop.
Smart.
Okay. Yeah. You do. Simi Fajoko. Big fan of his.
No clue.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Will Dissly. 8 catches, 81 yards on 11
targets.
What did
McConkey have in that game?
McConkey had 2 drops and he had 5 catches for 46 yards.
Five
and he had 7 targets, and so his 2 non-catches on targets
were
flat-out drops in the middle of his
hands. I remember. Yeah, I watched that game. Yeah. I gambled on that game. Yeah. I watched it.
I did, too. I'm just blaming the right things.
Score a touchdown.
They should have.
What are you doing?
Jalen Reagor should have had one. He dropped the ball at the 1 yard line. That was his only target of the night.
Sure he didn't step out? I thought he stepped out.
Or how about you hold on to an interception on the opening drive of the game?
Come on, Tart.
Oh, my God.
I'm not a former Niner.
Yeah,
a different Tart.
That's Tart.
Yeah.
What I'm confused on is why they're not taught. I know big men want to run, and we have some good big man moments, thick sixes.
Yeah.
I think I teach my guys, catch the ball, fall down. Catch the ball, fall down. Sorry.
Do the Lockett thing in Seattle.
I didn't put you on D-line to score a TUD.
Just go down.
Yes, just go down.
Something bad is going to
give
happen.
Give us the damn football back, man. Don't fumble that thing. Herbert, score a touchdown.
Yeah, it's all his fault.
Be better.
Yeah.
73%.
Yeah, come on. 349, not enough with no weapons.
NFL Factoids is next on The Fan. All right, welcome back in. 637 on The Fan. You didn't bring the ice pack in during the break. He was getting hot. The engine was steaming a little bit.
Yeah, that one will get me going. I was really impressed with the way he played last night.
Win a game.
I'm also frustrated in losing that bet. I also gambled on the Chargers last night. It was such a stupid game, and they did the most Charger thing of all time.
And you and I both knew that was somehow going to
happen. But you had that. This was the game that was circled. Like, if you said, okay, bet the house on a Chargers game, you would not touch that particular game because that's when chargering happens.
Well, you never know when the chargering's going to happen.
Every game for the Chargers.
You never know when they're going to go full charger.
No. I need to get to factoids. You tell me. Look on the schedule, almighty guru, who, by the way, went 0-3 this weekend.
I think he went 1-2.
His picks technically shouldn't count. I don't care. You have cell service. You chose to text those in hours later. But, okay, 1-2.
Spicy.
You tell me which game on that almighty schedule was the most obvious Charger win. Because I didn't hear you pick it.
Most obvious Charger
win? Yeah, you said this was the most obvious spot where they would Charger. Show me the obvious win then, guru.
Hang on.
Pull it up.
Let me get
They get the Saints at home next weekend. Should win that one.
Yeah, well.
Then they go to Cleveland the week after that. They should win that one, too. Should win that one.
You can't find one.
Then they get Tennessee the next week. They should win that one, too.
Your new team is the most unpredictable, dumb team in the league. And I just need to learn my own personal note of stop gambling on them.
I actually have a winning record gambling on them this year. That's the first time I've gambled on them, and they've lost.
Well, there you go. So thank you for jinxing
it. They burned me last night.
Well, okay, you can't find
the
game.
It was the Panthers game.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That was a guaranteed win.
Okay,
that
was. Let's get to NFL Factoids. It's NFL Factoid Tuesday. We have two late additions to this list. These are via Optistats. There have been three games in NFL history where a quarterback threw 5+ touchdown passes on fewer than 25 attempts while also rushing for 50+ yards. Lamar has all three of them.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good, that Lamar Jackson. He was unbelievable last night.
And Justin,
also helps when guys are running wide open like Bateman was down the field. I think I could have made that throw.
And Justin Herbert threw for 349 yards with a 97.1 passer rating tonight. No other quarterback in NFL history has thrown for that many yards with that high of a passer rating and yet had his team fail to score an offensive touchdown and lose the game.
That is, he has officially become, you know how we used to do the angel stats of like Ohtani and Trout? They do something that's never been done before, and they went 5-for-7 with 6 home runs, and then the Angels lose 7. That was the Chargers last night. That was the epitome of the Chargers.
That's the Chargers' entire career.
Yeah, I mean, that's him, his entire career there.
In the last 4 weeks, you talked about Lamar being maybe the runaway MVP. The Lions have scored 18 touchdowns, and Jared Goff has had 15 incompletions.
He's on an unbelievable run right now. That is a crazy stat. I saw that one yesterday. That's wild. He was awesome this weekend in Detroit. I still think, though, like if I'm voting right now, and this is no offense to God, it's Lamar Jackson. It's not even a debate in my mind.
According to Trey Wingo, the only player in NFL history with 4 straight games of 80% completion percentage and a passer rating over 140 is Jared Goff.
Yeah.
He was 14 of 16 for 149 yards and a touchdown versus the Blitz against the Vikings.
His numbers, and that was the strength of the Minnesota defense going into that game, is what they did, blitzing opposing quarterbacks, and he just lit them up.
Jason Logan of Covers.com writes, Mike Tomlin since 2007 is 57-31-4, which is 65% against the spread as an underdog. He's 18-6-3, 75% as a home dog. Their 31 unanswered points versus the Jets was the most they've scored unanswered since 2016.
Yeah, it helps when Garrett Wilson has a ball bounce off his shoulder pads and sets you up at the 1 yard line. Then it makes the outscoring a little bit easier. That was such a funny game because it went from the first half looking like this dude's going to get eviscerated in Pittsburgh. How do you put Russell Wilson in the game? He was so bad in the first half of that game. And in the second half, the Jets imploded. He hit a couple of deep shots. All of a sudden, there they were. Now he is the hero. And somebody asked him, I think it was Brandon Marshall after the game, was it the most gutsy call you ever made? And he was like, that's why they pay me the big bucks. But when you win, that's what you get to do.
This one from Scott Barrett of Fantasy Football Analytics. Anthony Richardson on throws 1-9 air yards, 70%, which is worse of 37 qualifiers. 10-19 air yards, 62%, which is fifth worst. 20-39 air yards, 42.9%, fifth worst. 40-plus air yards, 100%. He's the best.
Yeah.
Throw it deep or don't throw it at all, Andy
Every
Richardson.
Single play. You know what quarterback won this weekend?
He's so bad.
You know who won this weekend?
Are you ready to abandon the take of Anthony Richardson?
Anthony Richardson got a win. I thought quarterback stats are wins and losses. That's what we track, right? 10-24, 129 yards.
He got that key field goal.
The key field goal he made? All of the touchdowns that he scored? Did they even score a touchdown? Yeah, they had one, right? I think they had one. Yeah.
He's so
bad. He was
bad.
10 of 24 for 129 yards.
They were tanning Flacco.
Yes, as they should. But you also have to keep playing him. I will die on that hill.
I will totally disagree with you. I want to win football games.
He did this weekend. He did. That's a dub. Eat that W.
Okay.
Eat that W.
So this was going into Monday Night Football, and it may have changed, so I need to see an update. But let's take those two games out. Dirk, can you guess who had the best EPA per dropback in Week 7?
The best EPA per dropback in Week 7. I mean, Goff had to have been up there.
Goff, certainly a good guess.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Not Goff. Is it my goat? Is it the goat? Mariota?
Mariota!
Hey!
Marcus Mariota.
He's good for one of those a year. He's got one of those in his hip pocket a year, and if he has to start this weekend, he's going to throw three picks.
Probably.
That's the way it usually goes.
CJ,
right when we're like, hey, look at that. Isn't that fun watching Mariota play? And then the next weekend, it's like, no, that wasn't any fun anymore.
CJ Stroud had a rough day versus the Packers. He was pressured on 13 of 15 third downs. He was two for 8, 13 yards, sacked 4 times.
That's not good, Bob. That's not good. He was awful on Sunday.
He was so, so bad.
This team, though, kept him in it. They ran the ball well. They forced a couple of turnovers defensively. Like, them having a chance to win that game was kind of a miracle with how bad he played.
This run from Steve Palazzolo of 33rd Football Team, formerly of PFF. The 49ers had 36 yards in their first 13 plays. According to BJ Kissel of KC Sports Network, the Chiefs' defense has not allowed a 300-yard passer since the Super Bowl versus the Eagles.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago.
It's an unbelievable streak.
Their healthiest wide receiver now in San Francisco was shot in the chest 2 months ago.
Well, that's not true, but it is a funny joke.
I mean, it's kind of all they
it's
got.
It's a great joke.
It's all they got.
And finally, with the win versus San Francisco, Andy Reid now has a better regular season winning percentage than Belichick in 3 less seasons.
That's an interesting stat.
Had he had Patrick Mahomes,
he would have never lost a game.
I think the GOAT coach thing is very interesting. I don't.
Well, what was Belichick's record?
His record without Brady is atrocious.
Well, I'm saying prior to New England. Cleveland.
It did not go well for him in Cleveland.
No, it did not.
So that's the one where, yeah, let me.
He's got a couple seasons.
He was only there a couple of years at most.
I thought it was only 2 years.
Two
right?
or three at most.
He would no, it was not. He was there for 5 years.
Oh wow.
He was 36-44 in 5 years in Cleveland. They had the one playoff appearance in 94. They lost in the divisional round to the Steelers. Every 6-10, 7-9, 7-9, 5-11 the year after the playoffs, and then he was fired.
According to ESPN's Phil Yates, Saquon Barkley had 176 rushing yards, which is the second most any players had versus his former team, and he ran a top speed of 21.9 miles per hour, the fastest of his career. And I just kept thinking about John Mara saying, I really don't want to see Saquon be an Eagle.
Dysfunctional organization, man. They have no direction, and they will clean house at the end of the season. Daniel Jones, by the way, still has not accounted for a touchdown in his home stadium. I can't remember the exact, but it's like he's going on like 3 years now since he's accounted for a touchdown in his home stadium.
First in passing yards, sixth in completion percentage, and first in pressures against him. Geno Smith, everybody. He faced 47% pressures.
Who is Geno Smith?
Which was the third highest of Week 7. That's according to Brady Henderson. It would be second highest as a season-long average, and he finished with 2 TDs, no picks.
I can't make sense of them, and I can't make sense of him. He goes from the first 3 weeks of the year looking like one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL to just really laying a couple of duds. I didn't think he was good at all against San Francisco. Incredibly inaccurate early in that game, and then efficient, perfect, and lights up the Falcons.
He's a good quarterback with no offensive line. Josh Jacobs had his first touchdown reception of his career. It took 211 catches to get that. Coincidentally, was Jordan Love's 50th touchdown pass, so he gave Love the ball.
Yeah.
He also has the fifth most scrimmage yards in 2024. Josh Jacobs, that was a nice addition by the Packers.
Nice little pickup. There were running backs on the market. They made an addition, and so did Baltimore. What did Dallas do? They brought in Ezekiel Elliott.
What did the Chargers do?
Yeah.
And last one, Mike Evans, before he got hurt, became the sixth player ever to have 12,000 receiving yards and 100 touchdowns with one team.
Remarkable consistency.
Great Hall of Fame.
Did we get an update on what that was?
I'm not. Well, he was dealing with a hamstring.
Yeah, I know he was banged up coming in.
Aggravated the hamstring.
Yeah. Okay. I know Godwin's done for the year.
Yeah, Godwin's done.
But that's tough. He's had such a great run. I hope it's nothing long-term for him.
There we go. NFL Factoid Tuesday, every Tuesday here at 6:30. We have a lot to get to the remaining of the show, but we're back with more after just a couple minutes during Sprague on the Fan. We have a lot to get to in the second hour of the show. Good morning, happy Tuesday. It is a Mail Sack Tuesday, so get those Mail Sack questions in to the Vancouver Ford text line at 503-864-6326. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them at vancouverford.com. If you're new to the program, the Mail Sack basically works as a Ask Us Anything segment at 8:15. Andrew Nimick will join us at 8:30. Your Duckies are recruiting quite well.
They are. They got a nice little heater going.
So do we. Got a great 3-star player yesterday.
You did? Picked up? Damn right you did.
Verbal commitment.
I saw that. I mean, that's what they all are right now. Yeah. We're not at the signing day yet. Yeah. We're all verbal commitment. Hell, I got excited about being the leader in the clubhouse for a 2026 recruit yesterday.
Really?
So that's where we're at right now.
You get excited about 2026?
I do. He's the number one player in the country. He's a quarterback. So I got excited about that.
If you're just tuning in, Dirt had the spicy take of Herbert needs to win the game for the Chargers earlier. I couldn't believe he did it. Turned on his own guy. How dare you? How dare you do that?
He was unbelievable last night. He was awesome.
It is funny how people hear this show sometimes, or hear any show, really. I'm always fascinated by it. Yeah. Will had this yesterday. I came in, Will was filling in for Swag, and Will leans into the mic before the show and goes, guess we were way wrong, and he was right, huh? I said, what are you talking about?
I'm always right. What are you talking about?
He goes, on Texas? I said, what? He goes, He called Georgia. We were on Texas. I go, I literally quarterbacked the segment saying, why do I not trust Sark against Kirby? We talked about that.
I don't remember that. I said Georgia was going to blow him out. You were like, Texas is going to kill him. Hook him horns.
That's and that's how he heard went. It. And he came in and that was his thought was Dirt was right. Sprague was way wrong.
Maybe you should try being as smart as me, man. It's not easy to do. Bring the heat every day.
I've seen and read things like that sometimes. Where it's like, hey, Sprague, you were way wrong. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I mean, we do that all the time with like movie quotes. We misremember things all the time, and we misquote them. That's just the way the world works.
Are we ready to live in a world of Lions, Ravens, and a Super Bowl?
I would love to live in that world.
Are the Lions the best team in the NFC?
I think as of right now, you got to give them that nod for sure. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if I'd take, you know, Green Bay's got a nice win this weekend. I think head-to-head wise, I would probably, if that was a playoff game right now, I would take the Lions.
Smoked them last year on Thanksgiving. Remember that game?
I do remember that game.
I was stunned by it.
I wish, yeah. That definitely was a surprise.
Fun fact, I gambled and I lost that one too.
The anger and gambling.
Sensing a trend.
Why do I do this?
I'm 9-15 on the year in Sprague and the Lions, so that's cool. When do we get the first Lions-Packers game this year?
That's
2 weeks, actually.
Great question.
There we go. Fun fact. It is in Green Bay in 2 weeks.
Okay. Dun,
dun, dun. But yeah, I think as of right now, I would take the Lions as the best team in the NFC.
They just kind of have the vibe, don't they? The team that's been knocking on that door 2 years ago. They didn't make it, but they knocked Green Bay out, sent Aaron Rodgers packing to New York. And then last year blew that big lead to the Niners in the NFC Championship game, caused Dan Campbell to move houses because people are psychotic. They just kind of have that vibe of a team that knows what it's going to take. Now, Jameson Williams being suspended for 2 games for PEDs.
Is that only a 2-game suspension, by the way? I thought they had longer suspensions for PED stuff.
I think it's based on whatever it is.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's one of those random things that was probably in something that he took.
The cream of the clear.
I don't know if it was quite the
I don't
the
know
cream
if it was. Yeah, I don't know if we're
it was
going
a smaller
straight.
Thing than that.
He is a tiny guy. He could use a little steroids.
Now, they're still not allowed to do HGH, right?
No.
No.
Why don't we let them do that?
I don't know.
I want these guys healthy.
Yes. I want it back in baseball, man. I want guys hitting 80 home runs a year. It'd be awesome.
I just kept thinking, what's the medicine to watch Chris Godwin's foot turn the other way, the way the movie? Pop it back in place.
I think that only exists in Harry Potter, unfortunately.
I didn't want to see that.
Where's Mr. Miyagi?
Not quite sure you can fix that. The beautiful thing about the NFC is that it's still genuinely, for me, feels wide open. Like, Detroit is definitely the front runner. Green Bay maybe on their heels.
Who are the top three teams to you? Is it all in that division?
It's all in that division. I'd go Detroit, Green Bay, Minnesota right now. And depending on the order, Detroit just beat Minnesota, but Minnesota beat Green Bay. But Green Bay had to play a couple of games without Jordan Love. So, you're kind of flipping a coin there. Minnesota did handle Green Bay for the most part in Lambeau. But I look at the rest of the conference. Detroit's the only, Detroit and Green Bay are really the only known commodities. Washington has a rookie quarterback. They're having an awesome year this year. He's out for maybe a week. We'll see how long. But I think there's a bit of, is a rookie quarterback really going to go win 3 playoff games? Can you really see him going to Detroit?
It just never happens, right?
You look at the NFC West. Right now, Seattle's back in first place, but they can't beat the 49ers. The 49ers have no healthy wide receivers.
Yeah.
So how is their next couple of weeks going to go?
That division sucks.
It's not good. The NFC South, I thought that was a bad loss for Tampa last night, and now Godwin's out. We don't know how long Evans is going
to
be out.
Well, can I interrupt you quickly because we need to go to the second hour? Is that a bad loss?
I mean, they gave up 34 unanswered points in the second and third quarter.
It's the Ravens.
I'm not saying any loss to the Ravens is bad. They got they were dominated in that game.
The Ravens are the second best team in football, and unfortunately for them, the Chiefs are the best one.
Yeah,
so.
They were up 10-0 and then gave up. Then they were down 34-10. When that happens to you in your own building on a Monday night, that was bad. I know they made it.
But
they can't
throw a pick in the end zone.
No.
Baker threw a pick in the end zone.
Can't do that.
They were going to go up 17-7 at that point.
Atlanta's a fun little story. You know, I like my boy Kirkers, but he was not good this weekend, and they lose games that they shouldn't lose, and they just got blown out in their own building by the Seahawks. So I don't really know what to make of the NFC outside of really Detroit and Green Bay and maybe Minnesota. But again, with them, it's like, are they really going to win in the playoffs with Sam Darnold?
Would you be confident enough to say you'd lay all the coin on Detroit?
Yes, I would.
So that's the difference between Detroit and whoever
because of
else.
What the Niners have gone through injury-wise, that's not if they were fully healthy, you know how I feel about that roster. That's clearly not the case, and Detroit deserves that.
We have a lot to get to in the second hour of the program, Dirt and Sprague, Hour 2 on the Odyssey app and The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.